I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 30th. There were 6 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with 196 active cases in the city. Quincy's positivity rate is almost 3%, and Quincy is in the yellow category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been 150 deaths. 7 of the 8 people who were arrested in a major drug bust in Quincy and Weymouth in January have been indicted by a Norfolk County grand jury. Suspects were apprehended after police executed search warrants and seized 40 pounds of drugs, over $380,000 in cash, a potential machine gun, and 4 pistols. The suspects are from Brockton, Taunton, Fall River, Weymouth, and Oxford, and now face arraignment in Norfolk Superior Court. Demolition of the former Quincy Medical Center is beginning this week. Fox Rock Properties of Quincy says demolition should be completed by July to clear the way for 465 new apartments in 7 new buildings in a development called Ashlar Park. The project is expected to be completed in early 2024. The MBTA will buy the former Lowe's Home Improvement store on Bergen Parkway in Quincy for $38.2 million. The T says it will buy the land and the building, tear it down, and build a new maintenance facility to house 120 buses. The new garage will replace the existing MBTA garage on Hancock Street in Quincy. The T says the project will be completed by late 2024. Quincy restaurateur Leo Kekka says that he teamed up with Brewster Ambulance to vaccinate 100 of his employees at Alba in Quincy and Alba on 53 in Hanover against COVID-19. Kekka says he hopes the vaccinations will help his workers and other restaurant owners provide some stability. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Tuesday, March 30th.